The surest thing I took away from my BSW, MSW, and PhD in social work is this. Connection is why we're here. We are hardwired to connect with others. It's what gives purpose and meaning to our lives, and without it, there is suffering. I wanted to develop research that explained the anatomy of connection. Studying connection was a simple idea, but before I knew it, I'd been hijacked by my research participants who, when asked to talk about their most important relationships and experiences of connection, kept telling me about heartbreak, betrayal, and shame, the fear of not being worthy of real connection. We humans have a tendency to define things by what they are not. This is especially true of our emotional experiences. By accident, then, I became a shame and empathy researcher, spending 6 years developing a theory that explains what shame is, how it works, and how we cultivate resilience in the face of believing that we're not enough, that we're not worthy of love and belonging. In 2006, I realized that in addition to understanding shame, I had to understand the flip side. What do the people who are the most resilient to shame, who believe in their worthiness, I call these people the wholehearted, have in common? I hoped like hell that the answer to this question would be, they are shame researchers. To be wholehearted, you have to know a lot about shame. But I was wrong. Understanding shame is only one variable that contributes to wholeheartedness, a way of engaging with the world from a place of worthiness. In The Gifts of Imperfection, I defined 10 guideposts for wholehearted living that point to what the wholehearted work to cultivate and what they work to let go of. 1. Cultivating authenticity, letting go of what people think. 2. Cultivating self-compassion, letting go of perfectionism. 3. Cultivating a resilient spirit, letting go of numbing and powerlessness. 4. Cultivating gratitude and joy, letting go of scarcity and fear of the dark. 5. Cultivating intuition and trusting faith, letting go of the need for certainty. 6. Cultivating creativity, letting go of comparison. 7. Cultivating play and rest, letting go of exhaustion as a status symbol and productivity as self-worth.